Surrogate parenting is complex. Typically, it involves a situation in which a family contracts a woman to carry and give birth to a child. Laws governing it vary from state to state and from country to country. That has led to an increase in international surrogacy, parents seeking surrogate mothers in countries other than their own. NPR's Emily Harris has the story of an Israeli woman with a disability who challenged her country's rules and lost.
Ora Mor Yosef wanted to parent. Single, in her mid-30s, she decided to act.
I gathered my family and I told them of my desire. I wanted to hear how they would feel if I were a single parent. My family is traditional, but to my joy they agreed and gave their blessing.
But she has progressive muscular dystrophy and doctors told her not to give birth. She can move only her head and fingers, but she can drive her wheelchair, manage a computer and a phone, and play with nieces and nephews who visit all the time. Mor Yosef decided to try surrogate parenting, but that presented other problems. In Israel, a government committee must approve surrogate births. Single parents aren't allowed. Mor Yosef was turned down.
This was very disappointing, because on the one hand, pregnancy would endanger my life. But on the other, the committee would not approve surrogacy.
Mor Yosef believed she could parent with help. She was determined to find some way.
She decided all by herself to try to bring the child with an original way.
Shmuel Maran is one of Mor Yosef's lawyers. He says she turned to India, one of several countries where surrogacy is easier. There, an egg from South Africa and sperm from an Israeli friend were implanted in her niece, who had agreed to carry the baby. What's unusual in Mor Yosef's case is the pregnant surrogate was Israeli and came back to Israel to deliver.
She did all the procedure in India, but the mistake was that they came to Israel to give birth to the child in Israel.
He says Mor Yosef made another mistake by alerting Israeli authorities that she, not her pregnant niece, wanted to be recognized as the mother. Instead, a child welfare official came to the birth and declared the infant in danger.
The baby was isolated in an area, so no one would have access to her. Then she went to a foster family.
This was all more than 2 years ago now. Mor Yosef still carries pictures of the plump newborn girl. Her lawyer, Shmuel Maran, says a better choice might have been just to take the baby home, raise her, and sort it out officially after the parent-child bond was well established.
Not to lie, but not to come and to fight for the formal position in the beginning. When you are risking the most important thing that you want to have. And she knew from the beginning, I believe, that she's, you know, playing with the borders, between the borders.
In Israel, as in many countries, liberal sensibilities compete with religious traditions, which here heavily influence family law. Surrogate children, born anywhere, are only accepted as Israeli offspring if a genetic link to at least one parent can be proved. Single and using another woman's egg, Mor Yosef could not do that. Like others caught in these complexities, she sued the state to claim recognition as a parent. Israel's highest court turned her down, citing no acceptable connection to the child. And then there was her disability. Disabled advocate Naomi Moravia thinks Mor Yosef's physical limitations made the court reluctant to seek a solution.
If she wasn't disabled, I'm sure that everything would look different. She has a house. She has, I think, the two or three caregivers, and she has a very loving family. What other reason they have to take her baby from her?
Israeli child welfare officials declined to talk for this story, but a prominent professor of social work, Eliezer Jaffe, says people who skirt the law to become parents can put children in legal limbo.
People who care about whether it's fair to them may be less focused on the child, and that bothers me a lot. I'm not saying it's in this case, But I'm saying that when that happens, it's not the best interest of the child, it's the best interest of me. That bothers me a lot.
The child's best interests are the next crucial question in this case, as Israel's welfare agency has declared the baby that Mor Yosef calls her daughter eligible for adoption. Mor Yosef will not apply. She thinks she'll be turned down, although she says that would be unjust.
I didn't break any law. I went around them. I'm being punished now, but in a few years, I think this will be legal. I may be ahead of my time.
Her sister is applying to adopt the baby, who's now been in foster care for 2.5 years. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.